Rashi comments and begin Bahaloscha, Mikan Shemaila Haisa Lefne Hamanova, Shalea Omed Akoin Umetiv. So the Teferis Yonason points out, why did the Kohen Gadol, or why did the Kohen who was lighting the menorah require a step stool, so a step to step up in order to be high enough to light the menorah? The menorah itself wasn't that tall. It was only 18 tefachim, and therefore he could have lit it even if he was standing on the floor of the Mishkan or Mikdash. So the Teferis Yonah explains, because Chazal say that the Kohen Gadol who wears the tzitz, it's also for him to raise his hands above the tzitz. The tzitz has Shem Hashem Mamforos engraved in it. And that's why he says he needed the Mila, because he couldn't raise his hands if standing on the floor. He would be raising his hands above the tzitz. So therefore, there was a step that he could stand on in order to light the menorah so that he would not have to raise his hand above the tzitz. That's why I suggest with Bavo Mordechai Migur that this, it says, Bahaloscha, as Hanoiros, is speaking only specifically about the Hatova, because Hatova is an Avoda, Hatova is an Eros, and requires Kahuna. However, the Hadlokas HaMenorah is kosher even Bazaar. And so it's kosher Bazaar, so there's no need to, you can raise the hands above your head, because the Zaar is not wearing the tzitz, only the Kohen Gadol wears the tzitz. Additionally, the Drash Ve'in queries that Hatovas Anevas does not require Kohen Gadol. It's kosher even with the Kohen Hedjut, even though it's an Avoda. So why do you have to have the Mila that the Kohen stands on, or the Kohen Gadol stands on, in order so that he not raise his hands above the tzitz? Have a regular Kohen do the Hatovah. The only time you need Kohen Gadol is on Yom Kippur, because on Yom Kippur all Avodas have to be done specifically by the Kohen Gadol, not by Kohen Hedjut even. So why did you need the Mila? So he answers, because in the Mishkan, as opposed to the Mikdash, the Onan always hovered over the Mishkan. So therefore, the Avoda was like an Avoda of Yom Kippur, and required, therefore, specifically Kohen Gadol. And that's why the Pasha is, a Bahaloscha, is mentioned specifically as relates to Aaron.